Okay, we are hitting it hard on the gridiron right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Join us right now online at Twitter at @eRadioSports and our radio website, eRadioSports.com. It's time now for us to meet Texas A&M's 2014 class and the new kids on the block and this year's recruits. So joining us this weekend, we have extended an invitation to Rusty Burson. He is the associate editor of the 12th Man magazine and the 12th Man Foundation. He also has a brand new book out. We want to encourage you guys to go online and get a copy of it. It is titled 100 Things Texas A&M Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Rusty, welcome aboard this evening.
Hey, I'm glad to be with you. Listen, glad to be talking Texas A&M sports and Texas A&M football right now. And I've been covering Texas A&M for a long time, since the early 90s, and this is probably one of the most fun times to do it because everything seems to be going in the right direction. And you know, there's been a lot of good players that come through here in the past, but stacking great recruiting classes one after another, what Kevin Sumlin's done and what Johnny Manziel has done for the image nationwide is really paying off right now.
So, Rusty, give us a recap of who is on board, who is headed to College Station, and the biggest areas that head coach Kevin Sumlin looked to address, and potentially those premier playmakers.
Well, you got to look. Last year, I think Texas A&M could have been a national championship caliber team if they'd have had the defense from 2012. So, you know, as good as the offense was, and it was outstanding at the time with Johnny pulling the trigger to Mike Evans and you know, just the offensive linemen that we've had here the last couple of years, the improvement has got to take place on the defense. And everyone knows that. And really, the last 2 years, they've done a great job of loading up on defenders. You know, so many people want to talk about offense, but this class is kind of headlined, in my opinion, by maybe the best defensive end in the country, Miles Garrett out of Arlington Martin. He is an outstanding player who once had 8 sacks in a single game. Now the competition wasn't great, but 8 sacks against air is really, really impressive. And they've got some guys who can come in here and play right away. You know, I was listening to Mark Snyder, our defensive coordinator, last night, and just talking about, you know, there are some guys that can really come in here and help this team as soon as next year. And I think, you know, Miles Garrett is probably the number one guy. And in the SEC, you've got to have guys up front. And, you know, A&M has done a pretty good job the last 2 years. And you look at Jonathan Golden, what he did last year. And you know, they were able to redshirt some folks last year, too, who will help them next year.
Rusty Burson is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show from Texas A&M, the associate editor of the 12th Man magazine. And you were just talking about the fact that you've been covering the Aggies for a long, long time. So when you guys transitioned from the Big 12 into the SEC, how much has that boosted and helped out recruiting?
It's been a tremendous benefit, and we like to we like to kind of poke fun of a comment made by the University of Texas athletic director a couple of years ago. It said that A&M would have their little sliver of recruits in East Texas. And the SEC has opened so many doors for us, and it's really been phenomenal to see. And of course, a lot of that has been helped by what A&M has done in the first 2 years in the SEC. Kevin Sumlin's won 20 games in the first 2 years, and you know, 11-2 season his first year, followed by a 9-4. So you're talking about a 20-6 record in 2 years.
Incredible.
Along with perhaps the greatest, and I know I'm biased, but Johnny Manziel may have been the most dynamic college football player ever. And, you know, what he did in 2 years captivated this country. And so he was a bigger, larger than life star. It's the kind of guy that, we've been waiting for a long time. So I think Johnny has helped immensely in spreading the Texas A&M brand, along with the SEC, and kind of going into new territories that we've never been in. But I think pretty much everyone is aware now. Anyone who follows college football is at least aware of what Texas A&M is doing. And those who follow it real closely, especially those here in the state of Texas or in the South and the Southeast, really have their eyes open to see, you know, what the potential is of Kevin Sumlin and with the facilities that are going in place. You know, we've got a $450 million redevelopment of Kyle Field, and we've added to the locker room, and we've added to the nutrition center and the weight room. And so just the facilities are all coming together, and Kevin Sumlin's the right man to lead this. So long-winded answer to your question, but the SEC has opened up incredible doors to get into the homes of recruits who might not have even looked at A&M in the past.
You know, Rusty, in 2014, all eyes will be on that quarterback position and the vacancy of Johnny Manziel, your Heisman Trophy winner. And one of the biggest question marks was, you know, who's going to fill those shoes? So talk to us about the new kid on the block, the new guy that is coming to town in Kyle.
Well, Kyle Allen is rated as the number one quarterback in the country. He graduated earlier. He's from Desert Mountain, Scottsdale, Arizona. Very talented kid, 6'3", 200 pounds. He's not going to, you know, he doesn't have Johnny-like moves. He doesn't have his feet, but he has so many talented, you know, attributes to him. I mean, he's got the big arm. He can move around the pocket. He's going to be an outstanding addition. And you know, there's a reason that he's the number one ranked quarterback in the country, and there's a reason that, you know, the number one ranked quarterback in the country would look at Texas A&M, and it has a lot to do with what Manziel has done. But, you know, I'm not going to hand that over to him because we'll see. We'll just have to see if Kyle Allen can come in here and can compete right away because, you know, there's a couple of pretty good quarterbacks coming back. Some young guys who played behind Johnny Manziel last year. So we'll see what happens because there's going to be some great competition going in the spring. And the spring practice actually starts February 28th, so we don't have to wait very long.
Wow, that is just around the corner. So tell me this. I'm intrigued by this. What's his personality like? What's his disposition?
You know, I have not had a chance to meet with him. He is here on campus, so it would really just be speculation. Now, I've talked to a couple coaches and guys who say just think the world of him. But I would be just purely speculating right now if I guessed it. You know, what kind of personality he is. You know, I tell you, obviously Johnny played so much last year and had such a dominant effect last year. But there's a couple guys coming back. You know, Luke Jokel's younger brother, Matt Jokel, not younger brother, twin brother, Matt Jokel, has been in the program for quite a while. He's a guy who's going to get a long look as a senior and has a great chance. You know, he's just a solid kid. I like him, and he played a little bit last year in the opener against Rice when Manziel was sitting out for, you know, that NCAA mandatory half. And, you know, there's a lot of speculation right now because you're losing probably the best quarterback in the country who will fill that role. But, you know, I think Kyle definitely is coming in here with an interest in being the starter as a true freshman, and it's going to help the fact that he's able to go through spring practice. But there's going to be a lot of competition.
Of course, that was Rusty Burson from Texas A&M, the associate editor of the 12th Man magazine. Go out and get a copy of his book, 100 Things Texas A&M Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Also, special thank you to R.C. Slocum, Pat Dooley, the sports columnist with the Gainesville Sun, Bobby Beathar, the former general manager in the NFL, and Jason Peter. Join us each and every week at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We'll see you next weekend.